No, we're in. You know, we're in the same sectional as them, yep. And it's a team that may see again, and we know they're, like you said, they're playing very, very well. And, that was a good match tonight. You know, yep. Right, the wind probably had a little bit of factor at times for both teams.
Yep.
No doubt about that. You know, we put a point of emphasis. You know, we knew they're big and they're physical and they win balls in the air. And that was our goal tonight, was to challenge every ball.
Yep.
Okay, attempt to win every ball in the air and really anticipate those second balls. And I thought our kids did a nice job of executing that.
Talk about your guys. Defensive guys, like I said, they've got some big men up front that cause people some problems.
They do.
You guys did a nice job of limiting.
Yeah, you know, the Stephen Goals, you know, 6'2", but then we get David Matlick is about 6'1", 6'2", Tim Hurley. You know, so we have two center backs that can match up pretty well with them, and we targeted them certainly as players we had to compete with in the air. And
yep.
I thought David did an outstanding job with that.
Uh-huh.
You know, and Sam was communicator in the back and was decisive in terms of when he was going to come out and let his teammates in front of him win the ball. And it's a group effort. You know, we've been really focusing on that this year.
Yep.
You know, all 11 guys defend. We all got responsibility in that. But I thought our back line played very well, and certainly Sam included in that.
Yep. The again, you got to be real pleased with how this thing is starting to unfold. You know, it's it stays tough here from the rest of the way, but so far the progression of this team has been really positive, isn't it?
Well, we got a real difficult stretch ahead of us. You know, a lot of good teams still left on the schedule.
Yeah.
You look at our schedule, you got Downers North, Neville North, Bennett, Leiden, Hensel South, tied Downers North tonight. So nothing's going to be easy, and that's, quite honestly, that's the way we prefer it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is what the tournament's going to be like, and so we might as well prepare ourselves for that and continue to play well and gain confidence. And nice 1-0 victory tonight.
Yeah.
It's a good team.
Yeah. Now he's, again, a lot of these guys had to tough it out last year. It was a rough experience, but they definitely seem like they benefited from it. They're, they don't take anything for granted. They go out and work hard. And what is it that you like most about this group of guys? That, you know, there's something, obviously, to it that, you know, it's a nice group of players.
Well, I credit all our seniors, you know, and that includes guys that maybe see on the field every day, because you know they're leaders on the field, they're leaders in the classroom, and you know they demand excellence from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you know I think they've learned from some experiences from last year. I think we grew a lot as a team last season. One of the things I told our kids is, you know, the group, the senior class that graduated, you know, there's a class we can still commend, because they could have very easily folded up the tent and quit, and they didn't allow that. And I think this year's seniors have benefited. They've learned from that. They learned what it takes, and we're seeing results. So I just really credit our seniors. I think, you know, sometimes you lose sight of maybe the importance of that, you know, especially in soccer, where you might have younger kids come up and be an influence on the field, but there's something about senior leadership.
Strong senior group.
So this group is, you know, they're proving to be a special group, and I know they understand that we have still a long way to go in the season.
Yeah.
You can hear them talk. But at the same time, I think we're pleased and excited about how they're playing.